Memphis with Q returns. We are on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee, and Memphis, it's where the whole thing started for our tour of American cities. We did Walking in Memphis last year, and now we're back.
It's nice to be back. I think last time we did it, we were down on the banks of the Mississippi. Now we're on the cobblestone brick of Beale Street, famous street full of music and barbecue, and I'm sure you have even more questions for me now.
Oh, yes, we do. The tour begins at the Tamp and Tap in Memphis. We've stopped in here before to grab a cup of coffee, and we've done so today. They have this great thing called the High Octane, Vanilla Coke and Espresso. It is going to remove my stomach lining, I do believe. You playing it safe with the green tea, smart move, Q. But the question I have is that every time we're in Memphis, I always think about Justin Timberlake. And then I remember him being courtside at Oracle Arena, and people are like, how did he get here? And you hooked it up.
Well, sort of, yeah. I mean, I've been friends with him for a while through some various things, and he came into town to do a concert. That was more of it, even though I'd been trying to get him up to a game. And so I talked indirectly to Joe, and Joe Lacob's really the one that hooked it up, but I sort of put the wheels in motion. And unfortunately, he had hurt his back in a performance or on one of the dates right before that, so he got there late, which I encouraged him not to, because he missed part of it, and then he was up in the suite as opposed to down on the court, and then he left a little early because his back was messed up. But yeah, it was, at least he made it to one, and now we're it's appropriate, we're in Memphis where he's from and playing against his team. I've been trying to mold him into a Warrior fan, which I think he secretly is, but Memphis is his heart and really his team.
That's fair. This guy, obviously known in the pop music realm, but a music impresario. I mean, runs a label. He can play pretty much any instrument. The man really does know his way around a studio.
Most talented musical guy I've ever been around. I mean, he can write songs in his sleep. Really good with melodies, and I'm sounding like I know what I'm talking about, but I've seen him work, so I think, you know, he's can play, like you said, all instruments, incredible voice, and likes all kinds of music. You'd be surprised. He doesn't just like what he, you know, writes and sings, but he likes all kinds of music, and super, super talented, not only in music, but obviously, you know, he's done well in the movies, and you've seen him on some Saturday Night Live skits, and he's a really, really talented, funny guy.
So on the basketball court these days, we see a guy who's basically a multi-instrumentalist as a basketball player, Kevin Durant, doing so many different things on the defensive end, scoring in so many different ways, so efficient. As you've been around KD and have worked with him a bit and have seen how he's implementing into the team, are we just at the tip of the iceberg here? What we're going to see is the season keeps unfolding and we head toward the postseason?
I think so. I mean, that's our hope. I mean, as Justin writes songs in his sleep, KD sort of scores in his sleep. I mean, he is a unbelievable talent, you know, unbelievable scorer, seven feet or 6'12" or whatever his height is, long and very, very skilled. So I think he's just scratching the surface of what he can be. And if, even that being said, his numbers are unbelievable and his offensive efficiency. And I think he's sort of tried to let the game and the team come to him as opposed to forcing things. And so as he gets more comfortable, which we're starting to see, his production is going to go up. But I think the probably the quality that people don't see in him that might be his best quality is not his skill set or his basketball prowess, but it's who he is as a person, which really fits into our team, because our guys are you know, great character guys and sort of team first guys. And when you take a star on like KD, you know, that's a concern, like, how is this going to fit? Not just, you know how well he shoots it and his skill set, but how well is he going to fit? And I think for me, the thing that I've learned more about KD is he cares about people, and he's a pleaser. He wants what's sort of right in the world, and he's in pursuit of life. And I think that was probably a big reason for his move, aside from being able to play with a great team.
Well, these tours always start out as walking in whatever given city. It all began as walking in Memphis. Then we end up sitting in Memphis and talking about some great connections to Warriors games and a great player in Kevin Durant that we're just enjoying so much watching right now. Q, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lawrence.